You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota on 91.7 KAXE, 90.5 KBXE. We are Northern Community Radio. We are lucky enough to have Lady Midnight, also known as Adriana, right?
Yes.
Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me, first of all, what brought you here? I know it's a big event that's happening.
Well, I feel like a lot in my life, one circumstance or opportunity will lead to another. So I ended up playing Bridget's open mic just to be able to play in Bemidji. They were kind enough to set up or block off about 30 minutes for me. And I met Dan, who is organizing the Unite Against Hate concert.
We know him as DJ Dang here.
Awesome. And he really, you know, I was actually nervous. I did not know how Bemidji was going to receive my music. It felt like it was kind of a departure of what's usually played at Bridget's. But it was received really well. And so he talked to me about it and sent me an email, and here I am.
So when was that concert when you were here for open mic? How long ago was that?
I want to say that was about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that your first time up here in the Northland, or do you have other connections here? You do, right?
Well, randomly, always, you know, Sometimes different friends. I visited here before, mm-hmm. but my first kind of professional connection was with Red Lake Middle School. And I went up there in December, actually, to do a concert for the youth and to prepare them for a song they had been working on during an artist residency up there. And it was remarkable. I loved it. Part of my background being an artist is working with youth and using the power of music to be able to express oneself, particularly around issues concerning trauma or concerning anxiety. If you're going through puberty, you have things to say. So finding a healthy outlet is really important, and I feel really honored to be involved within that whole process with the school. So I went up there in December. They invited me back to do my own residency with the seventh grade class.
Oh,
about
nice.
75 students. We created a song together. It was no small feat, along with the Incepticons, who I believe are local here mm-hmm. in Bemidji, and a music video. So we did that all in 1 week. It was intense, but it was extremely powerful and moving. And then I came back about 2 weeks ago to present the premiere, you know, of the music video.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It was amazing. It was incredible. I was so proud of the youth. Like, they're not used to performing. So going up in front of your peers and your family is just terrifying, is nerve-wracking. But they stepped up to the plate and were able to really tell their story and use their voice to be heard. If you're interested, you can go onto Facebook and look up Red Lake Middle School. I think it says secondary complex, and it'll be posted there. But you can also look up on my Twitter, which is I am Lady Midnight, and it'll be posted there
as
well.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, well, we'll have to do that because that's fun. And we have lots of experience looking up Incepticons videos because they're a busy bunch of people. So that's really great that you got to do that. And I know how meaningful it is for those kids. I'm sure that was a great experience for
Absolutely.
You. What other kinds of things have you done in that way? Are there other experiences you've had working with youth?
Oh, definitely. I have been working with youth now for about 12 years. And it's always been related to the arts and using it as a tool for expression. On another life, I worked in cultural institutions. I worked for the Walker Arts Center, and I managed their teen programs for about 3 years, did different research studies. I was on a different trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And I still really love it, even though I left to focus on my own music career. I get invited to work with different organizations to do different composition workshops, similar to an open mic style, but getting them prepared to be able to have their own set and then present it to the public.
Sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of enthusiasm when you work with youth.
It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
I think as time goes by, you know, you see that spark of epiphanies happen less and less within your peer group, and with youth, it happens all the time. And so to be able to be around that energy is just, it's a gift. So I really like survive off of that. I need to work with young people.
Let's hear some of your music. You brought some music along with you. Can you talk about the song and what made the song happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a song called Charge It to the Game. Like lots of my music, I use circumstances where I need to release something or get something out. And this is one of those circumstances where I was like so broke, flat broke. I needed to get a bunch of jobs ASAP and I wasn't feeling my best. So instead of just wallowing and feeling sorry for myself, I ended up phoning my friend Mike, M-M-Y-Y-K-K, and saying, you know, what are you doing right now? Can we make some music? Can we get this out? And he was for it. And so here it is.
Philosophy, levitate my mind like ooh, winning, ooh, you master the game.
I'm going to tell the truth that we were talking during that music, but I liked what I heard. That's Lady Midnight. You were saying during that song that this was a song you might use with kids. How would you use this with kids?
I like to show them examples of how you can take a personal frustration or a moment when you're feeling low and turn it into art in order to look at it objectively away from your body. So there's lots of different ways that you can do that. If you're a visual artist, you can draw. If you're a writer, you can create a short story. with music, I like to paint different stories through kind of like a landscape of emotions. And if you listen to the words of that last track, it starts off tried and failed, back to the drawing board once again. So it's this idea that of not giving up and understanding your resources of what you have and continuing to keep focus, keep working, and keep loving yourself. So I tell them the story of how I was feeling when I wrote that song, and how every time I sing that song, I feel more empowered by the end of it.
That makes a big difference then.
Definitely.
Because that's not only for you, but other people, I would guess, have similar experience when they're listening to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of art, is that you're able to connect on a very human level. And I feel like that's why we put it out there. Mm-hmm. It's important for artists to make the art, but they don't have to share it with anybody. And I think the impulse to share it with other people is to be able to connect.
How does that work for you now that you've made a switch to doing music as your primary thing? How has that been working for you?
Yeah, well, there's ups and downs, you know. Definitely being a full-time artist, you have to be strong in your reasons behind it. It's not going to be as secure as a steady 9-to-5 paycheck with benefits and a retirement plan. But hopefully the reasons you're doing it are rewarding enough. So it's a hustle, you know. But I feel that it is the correct path for me. It's what I definitely feel is my purpose. It's what I'm able to make. It's honestly, like, I studied photography, so I like got a BFA in photography. But I felt that music was how I could make the biggest impact. And even though there's times where I'm really low, I write songs about it. And it reaffirms my position of why I'm an artist.
I'm going to ask you a question that I would never have asked before I met. You probably know who Guante is.
Yeah.
Do you have many revenue streams then? Or is music your primary way of surviving?
I think if you're an artist, you have to have more than one.
Yeah.
It's definitely a hustle. But I primarily music is nice. Is the only way. I do lots of different art, so I can host. I teach workshops, do different residency projects. But primarily gigging and recording music are my bread and butter.
Well, more power to you, because I know how hard that is. Yeah. And I appreciate the fact that you're out there doing that and that you were willing to stop by and see us up here. You're based out of Minneapolis, right?
I am, yeah.
Tell us why this event was important for you.
Well, I think after working with Red Lake Middle School, I definitely feel a connection within the community there. I think that there's a need for understanding amongst these groups. You know, if you know the history, the United history, you understand how Native Americans have been horrifically oppressed, and you probably even know some of the issues that are going on in the reservation. So I think that it's absolutely imperative that people have conversations in order to work against hate and work against teachings that maybe no longer serve us anymore. And I think that is an accountability to your family members here. So if there's a way that I can, from my insights, even as an outsider, but understanding as a woman of color, artist of color, what it feels like to exist in a world that is continuously trying to minimize or make you invisible, having a platform to be able to sing and tell people, this is my experience, and you don't have to look too far in order to see that reflected in other people here. I just wanted to come and make that connection, and if my voice is able to provoke some important conversations that inspire love, inspire accountability, inspire healing, amazing.
That will be great. I'm guessing that is what will happen, so that's really good. Do you have another song for us that
we can hear? I do. So this is actually a cover. And it's by an artist who is a huge influence of mine. If you know who Sade is, then you might know the song called By Your Side. So it's a remix that I made with another member of Astral Black, formerly known as Zulu Zulu, and two producers, Benzilla and Buddha Tai. So the other artist is Trelly Mo. And here it is.
Side, baby, so much better than you know. When you're lost, you're alone, you can't get back again. You'll be fine. Think I'd leave your side, baby. You know me better than that. Think I'd leave you down when you're down on your knees. I wouldn't do
You're listening to the music of Lady Midnight on Center Stage Minnesota. She's live in studio with us here today, and we really appreciate you coming to visit us and
Thank
stopping
you for
in.
Having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you were able to be here so that people would get to know you just a little bit better. I have one thing I just want to go back to for a second because I heard a story recently about this. And it may or may not be related, but I wanted to ask you, you talked about having feelings that you don't know what to do with and putting them out there in a song. How does that work when there's an event like the Parkland school shooting?
So it's really interesting that you brought that up. When I was creating the song with the seventh graders, it was the 13th anniversary of the school shooting. And the youth themselves on the day, they asked if they could talk about what had happened. And I think it was really interesting. I don't think any of the staff was prepared for what they wrote. So it was a reflection about holding this history in their hallways of violence. So I do really suggest that people listen to this song because I think that this is an example of how you can use the arts in order to create ways for conversation amongst multi-generations to be able to unpack these really complex feelings. I do feel that, you know, a song isn't going to save the world. It's not going to change your situation of getting out of poverty, maybe not immediately. There are possibilities, but it's not going to drastically change your situation. But what it does do is release something, an anxiety and energy within you. And I think that many times when people feel alone, they can go into these extreme dark places where they are so miserable and they have so much anger onto themselves that they need to get it out. So being able to use song is an extremely effective way that changes our brain chemistry. Literally humming will reset something within your body. So if you can do that to bring your heart levels down, you know, lower your cortisol levels, like there's scientific research around this, absolutely. And I do the same thing too. So I'm practicing what I preach. If I didn't feel that music was something that could help or save, you know, somebody, I wouldn't use it. How many times have you felt terrible and then you listened to your favorite song and it completely changed your mood that day?
Right. I know. That's the whole thing, isn't it? That's I think most people can identify with that. Well, that's impressive. I'm really interested in that and that how that most of those kids were maybe not even born, but the history is solid in that community.
And I have to just say this other little tidbit. Some of the students were actually in utero, in the womb during the shooting. So there are some students who were actually alive during that shooting. Yeah. They hadn't been born yet. They are the generation that came from that. So wow. Seventh graders, after 13 years, their 13th anniversary, created this song. It's really powerful. It's called Where We Belong. So just think about that.
Thank you again so much for being here today. I hope you have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
And anytime you're back in the community, just stop by and we'll have another chat again.
Thanks so much.
That's Lady Midnight on Center Stage Minnesota. You can find more information about Lady Midnight at I Am Lady Midnight on Twitter.
Just because you keep me close doesn't mean you like me. Just because you call me sister doesn't mean I'm your friend. From your body.